What's happening? What's the first thing that's happening? We've got a market this weekend, haven't we?
We have. This Sunday is Raven Creative Market, and it's also Mother's Day as well. So, yeah, if you're in town and you've got a special person that's in your life, come down and spoiler for Mother's Day at the market.
Okay, all right. And films this weekend as well. Oh, the time. Did we say the time of the market? It'd be a bit remiss.
Oh, 10 o'clock till 2 o'clock.
Okay, and movies this weekend?
Movies, we've got three lots of movies on. We've got Helmut Newton, Bad and the Beautiful. This is on Saturday at 5 and Sunday at 4. At 5 o'clock. Also screening on the 22nd of May. But, yeah, he's a German Australia. He's, like, renowned master of photography, Helmut Newton. He made a name for himself exploring the female form. It's also, it's a documentary. It's got candid interviews with a lot of his models, muses, you could say, Grace Jones, Charlotte Rampling, Isabella Rossellini, Anna Wintour, who is the editor of Vogue magazine. Who else? Got Marianne Faithfull and his wife, June.
Yeah,
so it's featuring a lot of his own home movies, archival footage and scores of his photography. So
that's
looking
the first,
forward to that one.
That's the first movie on Saturday, and then the evening you've got another one as well.
And then in the evening we have Bergman Island, and this is a this is at 8 o'clock, and this is one of Festival of Cannes competition one. This is sort of French-Mexican. It's about an American filmmaking couple who go to an island for the summer to each write screenplays for each of their films, their upcoming films that they're making, but it's also a pilgrimage to the place that inspired Bergman. This is a Cannes-selected drama from writer-director Mia Hansen-Love.
It's got Tim Roth in it.
Oh, yeah, Tim Roth. Yes, it has. Tim Roth is in that one. We've got Sunday on the 8th of May at 4:30, we've got Belfast. And I'm pretty sure this was selected for quite a lot of films anyway at the
Festival. One best screenplay at the Oscars and Outstanding British Film of the Year at the BAFTAs, I see.
Ah, right. Yep. Good. Thanks for that, Aaron. So it's set in late 1960s, Northern Ireland, and it's about Buddy, who's a young boy from a working-class family, and, yeah, mob enters into the street where his family lives, attacking his homes and anything that belongs to Catholics. The name says it all, really. Belfast.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And it's got...
That's directed by Kenneth Branagh?
Branagh. Let's go with that.
Yeah. Sounds good. So, yeah, that's another good one to check in with again as well. Sunday, 8th of May at 4:30. It's after our market.
Right.
So, yeah, you could come to the market and go to the movies as well.
Come to the market, stay for the movies. What else?
Screening again on the Saturday, the 21st of May at 8 o'clock.
Okay, so if you miss it this weekend, you can see it in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. The first and the third weekend of every month is our movie.
And while we're talking about films, just remind us the closing date for the RAFA Awards, the local film entries.
Ooh, yeah. So we've got our nominations open. Honestly, get in there and make a film. You should be doing one, Aaron. Are you doing one this year?
No.
No. We have our film festival, which is in September, but we need films. Films are open now for entries. Entries are open now until the 22nd of July.
Okay. All right. So remember that, folks. Remember that.
And remember also, reminder also that Tamariki and Rangatahi entries who get their films in by Monday, the 25th of July, will go into win a prize draw for $100.
So that's when the films are due in, but they have to enter the start of July, don't they?
Second of July, that's right. So we need the entry forms in, registration forms in, which you can do online. Just Google Raglan Film Festival nominations, or Raglan Film Festival will come up. And just submit your entry form. That's on the 2nd of July, and then the actual film needs to be submitted by the 25th of July.
Okay, all right. Remember that, folks. And shall we talk about...
We're aiming for the red carpet night at the Town Hall on Saturday the 25th of September.
Okay, thank you for that. I had a sense of urgency to move on. The the clay classes. There's so many clay things happening at the old school, as there always is. Do you want to just give us a quick rundown?
Yeah, we've got Makariki Young Artist after-school classes. I think they're pretty much full. We've got two new tutors there with Anthony Jensen, who looks after the Wednesday one and Mondays with Pauline McAllister. And this is for young artists aged 5 to 12. It's on a Monday and a Wednesday. Starts next week. So if you haven't registered or you're interested in registering, get in touch with us. And if we're full, then there's always term two. So put your name down for term two. Term three, sorry. Goodness, it'll be here before we know it. We're already in May. We've got a Clay Time Plus class, but that's full. That's hand building class with Justine Davis. That starts next week.
That was for adults, was it?
That's for adults, this one. There'll be another one for June. So again, if you're wanting to get in and do some hand building, that's a 4-week course. And then there's also a 6-week wheel workshop with Sarah Bing. Again, it starts in May, but I'm pretty sure that one's full as well. So,
will there be more for the people who've missed out? Will there be more?
Yes, there is. So yeah, just check in with us, and if you sort of go onto a wait list, and if you don't make it through onto these ones, then you go straight to the top for the next series, workshop series. I've got a weekend wheel workshop. I know that this one is available. That's in June, Saturday, the 11th and 12th of June. It's with Robin Masters. Oh, and we've got a new Nourish Clay and Coffee. This is with Lindy Moyer, and that starts in June. It goes for 4 weeks, 9:30 till 12. And this is a new one, which is just about nourishing yourself. You're having coffee or tea, morning tea. It's in the mornings.
Yep.
And you get a gluten-free treat as well. And you get to play with about 3 kilos of clay and do bisque firings. So, yeah, no experience necessary for any of these workshops.
Great, great. Shall we move on from clay to music? You've got music events coming up?
Music, yes, we have. We've got, it's May month, so we're celebrating New Zealand music for the month of May. Mm. And we have got 3 performances for May, so we're pretty excited about that. We've got Kendall Elise, who's coming back on a return visit. She's the finalist for the APRA Best Country Music Song for 2021. She's just released a new album, and this is what she's on tour with. So she is a singer-songwriter, all her songs are original, and she's here on the tour, it's called Let the Light On Tour, and she's here on Saturday, 14th of May, doors open 7 o'clock.
Okay. Then,
and then on the Sunday, the 15th of May, our second New Zealand Music Month for May, we've got the Wayward Divas, and these are 2 outstanding UK folk singers. And they've individually have worked with everyone from Van Morrison to performing at loads of conventions. It says here, add their Ab Fab meets Miss Piggy sense of humour. Okay, so they've got a really good sense of humour, so you're going to be entertained as well. They've got stunning voices and, amazing arrangement of covers and originals. So Gilly Darby and Vicky Clayton.
Okay, and I'm interviewing them the week before they arrive, I think.
Cool. Yep. And then on the following week, we've got Friday the 20th of May, we've got our Live and Local, and this is going to be a New Zealand, a New Zealand Music Month special with a variety of local Raglan acts. So these sell out.
Are they named? Sorry, are they named yet? For the live
no, Penny's working on that and securing everyone. So there'll be. Have you done interviews? Oh no, right. Okay,
sometimes.
So we'll probably talk before the 20th of May. So.
Yep. Okay.
Cool. And there'll be a poster. And these live and locals are supported by Mark Frost from Baileys Real Estate. So without Mark helping there. He sort of volunteers on the night too as well, running it and provides sponsorship. So that is actually run from, they actually started from the Ministry of Social Development, which was we received a COVID resilience fund. So that's what kick-started these Live and Locals off.
Oh, but they're still going?
It's finished now, so.
You're still going with them?
Yes, we are. Yeah. Yep. definitely. So we're looking at alternative funding if we, as needed, and yeah, entry by Koha. So they're always a really good night. Come along and support some local Raglan talent, live and local.
And there's an exhibition on at the moment, isn't there?
Yes, there is. So this is Shifra Gaffner. She has been here in Raglan for over a year. And she had her opening night on Friday night, and she has been here doing painting daily outside, and she's been doing so a year of landscapes from around the Whangaroa Harbour. And her exhibition's on, until the end of May, Friday the 27th. We're open. She's open. We are open every day except for the Saturdays, 10 till 2.
Okay.
If you wanted to come down and have a look if you haven't already seen it. It's a beautiful exhibition. It's really lovely, and you'll recognise parts of Raglan somewhere amongst the 30-odd frame pieces of art that she's got hanging in the gallery here.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably enough to be going on with. I've got Craig here chomping at the bit to get on. He's starting his show live in just a moment, so
yep.
Better give him some space.
Yes, no, that's good. Yes. Yep, that's good. Again,
that's good.
Remember, Raglan Arts Weekend's reschedule. We're definitely going ahead for Labour Weekend.
For
October.
Labour Weekend. Okay. All right. Can new artists hook up, or how does that work?
No, because it's been postponed. We're still going with the same artists that were already booked in.
Okay. All right.
So, but
brochures are printed and all that.
2023 will be opening soon. So, for any artists that are wanting to get in for 2023, get in touch with us and
okay.
We can add you to that call out list when we're calling for artists.
All right. Well, look, Jacqueline, thank you for your time this morning, and we'll talk to you again, see what's happening. Always keep up with the old school. Lots happening there all the time.